interesting.
Welcome back.
Who picked that?
How did we get to Timberlake?
Oh, yeah. Hold up. Yeah.
Who is this?
who is it?
Justin Timberlake. You know Justin Timberlake is?
JT.
Oh, okay.
JT is just in town.
Hey, you know him as JT now.
JT, okay. Yeah.
This is a great segue. Well, hey, good segue for what day do me and Ballard have to do this?
That's right.
Ourselves?
Yeah.
June 14th.
When?
No, 16th.
June 16th. Everybody tune in.
Yes.
Oh, June 16th.
That's right.
It could go one of two ways.
It's going to go great. It's going to go great.
Ballard and Mayor are running the show.
That's right. It's going to be epic.
Is this the first time in the history of...
Ever.
Oh, this is going to be...
Ever.
I'm not even...
We got to get a playlist.
Where are you going to be?
listening from somewhere else?
I'm going to be a long ways from here. And
Blumenthal looks concerned.
You may need to be here to help introduce some stability. Saad's for sure going to be here.
Yes, I will. And just FYI, the Timberlake thing, he was here, and he actually brought Dirk on stage to this song, to Rock Your Body. Him and Dirk have been friends for a while, so it was actually really cool to see him come out. Dirk got a huge ovation from everyone. So
was it at AAC or at Jerry World?
I think it was at the AAC. Yeah.
Question is, where do you play golf? Because he's a big golfer.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I asked Saad this morning to pick something new, and
I'm glad that you think JT is new and you have no idea who Timberlake is.
Well, I know who he is, but I can't name you a single song.
Can you
know a song?
No.
I don't know a song.
You didn't used to date or be married to Britney Spears? Weren't they the thing years and years ago?
Saad, is that true?
We got to stop. Both y'all need to keep your thoughts
Look,
in
we need to get a playlist together, Mayor, so that...
That's fine.
Yeah. It'll be pretty interesting that weekend.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
He did play, I do know, that in that movie, The Social Network about Facebook.
Right.
He played the Napster guy.
Right.
Like, I don't even know who the Napster, but who was kind of...
Man, you are pulling stuff out of left field.
But the things he's known for, that's probably number 20.
At least, maybe 30. Yeah.
I definitely have probably seen him in more movies than heard his songs.
Also, I'm going to say, in a couple weeks, I'm excited about that show, but right now, I was telling Taylor, I'm a little intimidated with how much brain power is in the studio right now.
Well, thank you. I think we're flattered by that.
He's actually talking about me.
Oh, all right.
Well.
So, welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. Mayer, Dr. Blumenthal, Dr. Ballard, Dr. Soriel. If we added up our years of experience, where would that number be?
I don't know.
No, I'm not talking about medical, but just college and schooling and all the stuff we've gone through.
Well, you got to graduate the 26th grade.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's 4 years college, 4 years med school, residency,
fellowship.
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Been there.
Which brings us back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah,
I think that Celebrex is the right medicine, why is some administrator in Memphis saying we're not paying for it? Anyway, so I don't want
because
this to...
Because the employer has asked them to control their pharmacy costs for their employees.
Okay, I get that, but is that right? No, it's not. So, now I want to circle back to...
It's back to the corporate practice of medicine.
Exactly. No. We're going to do the ER thing, but we're also going to do...
I know you say
it's
not right, but look, I went to business school. I'm a finance guy from Texas, and so I have to kind of flip the script here. If I'm an insurer, how else are they going to control costs? I mean, honestly, put yourself in their position. If they have to sell a product, like any other product, the materials or the things that go into that product... They, in a way, probably have to control costs. Hence, probably why we saw which insurance company bought which pharmacy or vice versa.
Yeah.
The merger.
CVS bought Aetna.
So think about that when you start breaking down the numbers of where healthcare dollars get spent and how much go to pharmaceuticals, how much go to inpatient facilities, physicians, et cetera. So I can kind of understand that.
I get it. But what bothers me is the $300 million bonus that the CEO of United Healthcare got 10 years ago. That bothers me because I get that they have to control costs, but by the same token, you're not going to deny this cancer drug for this baby. And while the CEO is getting $300 million, that's obscene.
Yeah, that's
all right. So this is why the system is broken, and there has to be some getting together in the middle and figuring out how to fix this.
And you know, it's fascinating. You know, this bill that was signed this week in Washington, D.C., access to experimental
drugs after phase one, if somebody, Trump signed it into legislation.
Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this, and you know, the people are saying, oh, this is so wonderful. Now in the U.S., people can get, they don't have to go to, you know, Thailand to get whatever. And I'm thinking, who's this going to apply to? The 1% who can pay for it?
Right.
I mean,
did you see where a drug went from $400 a month to $40,000 a month?
No, I didn't see that.
Unbelievable. They're the only, oh my God. So this is going to drive you crazy. I think it was on 60 Minutes. So this one particular drug, which is very focused on one particular pediatric problem, and two companies made it. One company bought the other company, put them out of business. They bought them and shut them down. And took the price from $400 to $40,000 a month.
But who can afford that?
The insurance company. So they have a deal with the insurance company.
Yeah, they're stuck paying for it.
And the insurance company ends up having to pay, all right, we'll negotiate down to $20,000. But the point is that the way they did it is that they bought their competitor and shut them down. Apparently, you went to business school. Yep. This happens all the time.
To create a monopoly.
But this happens all the time. But that has to be illegal. At the very least, it's unethical. How can you take a $400 drug that's been on the market for however many years and make it $40,000? What percent increase?
You got to understand that everybody else, and even Scott brought up that some physicians, yes, if they're doing egregious things, are in it for the money. Everyone else surrounding what we do,
yes,
only cares about the bottom line.
I agree.
And the dollar. And until you really firmly understand that, that's all they care about. They don't look at anything else as patient care. This is all dollars, revenue, cents. Where's our IPO going to be, et cetera?
Yeah, yeah, I've seen those Cigna commercials on TV. They care about patients. What are you talking about?
No. Mayor hit the nail on the head, man. I mean, the hospitals, the insurance, the businesses of medicine have to make money. Right. And we are the ones that are carrying out the service, the product of medicine. And because decisions that are being made above us for business affects the way that we practice. You know, and it should not be from top to bottom. It should be from bottom to top. You know what I'm saying? It should not be from CEO in terms of, you know, all the way down to us and influence us how we practice. We should influence the way medicine is practiced.
You just got our theme song, started from the bottom.
Man, put that on the playlist for 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from
Started from the bottom.
Started from the bottom. What's that?
Do you know what they're talking
about? Don't even worry about you guys.
Is that your walk-up song? You got a new walk-up song.
Don't worry about
it. New walk-up song. G16 can be fine.
Started from the bottom.
You know, I was thinking about the other drug that the president of the pharmaceutical got in trouble for, raising the cost of the EpiPens.
Remember that? From 600 to whatever.
Yeah.
And we're talking about something that saves lives.
And that's a consumer product that you actually just slapped on your credit card and buy. Do you know how much a shot of Epi costs in the hospital?
Like about 40 cents.
About a buck.
Yeah, nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
But if you want to get one because your kid is allergic to peanuts.
And could save their life.
Right. It's the deployment device. It has nothing to do with the drug. No, right. It's the
device. Okay, how much does a deployment device cost?
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So we have pointed out a problem. And I'm not necessarily sure that we have an answer. But just understand that it is... It's broken.
And unfortunately, based on the letter you saw Senator Cornyn write me back, I'm not sure.
He's calling out a senator now.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Look.
My beeper just went off. I got to go to the hospital.
I got to go. Beeper.
My beeper. We don't have beepers anymore.
Dr. Beeper? What was the movie, Dr. Beeper?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was that Caddyshack?
I don't know what you're talking about. So this letter that you just, this form letter that you just got back from Senator Cornyn, and I just read it. It looks like it was written by the pharmaceutical lobby. That's what it looks like it was written by.
I mean,
you know why? Because they donate their billions of dollars to our senators and all. Look, the system is broken. So how do we fix it? Fast forward the other direction. And Dr. Mayer was telling us all before we started in our pre-production meeting about a a situation that he saw just last week. He saw a foot. I'm going to let you do it, but I'm going to just kind of paint the picture. You saw an athlete. You examined his knee, and you determined that his ACL was not functioning. It was torn. And the mom says, how do you know that without an MRI? Well, because I went to 26 years of school.
And I graduated 26th grade.
Yeah. I was there literally 5 minutes after your son tore his ACL watching it. I saw it. I examined him on the sideline. I mean, that's the most classic time to examine.
Absolutely.
That's the best exam you'll ever have.
It's until, not swollen. Until they have surgery. Relaxed. Yes,
exactly.
Yes, yes.
And so it's a clear as day diagnosis. I mean, this was not like one of those I was unsure about. Okay.
And she didn't believe you.
No. She thought that I was, how can you tell me that my son's ACL is torn? I mean, almost upset with me. And I said, well, look, we need to get an MRI to confirm other injuries. Uh-huh. You're asking me if your son's ACL is torn. It's torn. That's not what the MRI has to be done for. That'll confirm the ACL is torn, but I need to know is there other injuries, cartilage, meniscus.
I get MRIs to confirm, and I tell my patients this. I already know by examining and listening to your story that your son or daughter tore their ACL. I'm getting an MRI to find out if any other structures are damaged so that we can plan accordingly.
Yeah, in surgery, what equipment do I need? Exactly. Do I need other implants? What products? I need to tell you, is your rehab course going to change? Is there any other injuries that you may need to be aware of, et cetera, et cetera?
Plus to get your surgery approved, because insurance companies don't believe your exam either.
That's a hoop I may have to jump through.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Let's
is
be
that
real.
Where you went with this?
Yeah.
That is
let's,
so true.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
No, yeah, hold on. Real. Let's be real. I can't get for Achilles, you have to ultrasound it.
Same
you have to ultrasound
to
it. Yeah. You have to ultrasound
that
Achilles.
That big tendon that's right under the skin that you can feel.
That you can feel is completely out. I have to slap an ultrasound on there in order for anything else to like get approved.
Yep. Yeah. So I had the same situation.
So it comes down to you talking about trust.
So now
insurance companies absolutely don't
MRI.
Trust us.
Yeah, I don't.
Wait, there are two different conversations here. What did you say?
So now they have to pay you for an ultrasound.
Because they don't trust you.
And an MRI.
They don't trust you.
What they automatically assume is that every single physician that will see an Achilles tendon rupture is also a professional ultrasonographer. Okay? That's the automatic assumption they just made.
But you don't even need it to make your diagnosis. Yeah. That's the whole deal.
It's, yeah. Why they added this in, I have no clue. These are the decisions that get made in insurance boardrooms, I would assume.
Because?
With what physicians there?
Because an ultrasound is cheaper than an MRI.
Then
they approved the MRI. All right. Quick little break. Then the phones are going crazy. 855-787.
That's just outrageous.
I didn't know that, by the way, about the Achilles.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah. 787-1033. Coming right back.